Space March.
FM. All right, everybody, this is Chase March, and welcome to Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. Have you ever been listening to a song that you've never heard before? It's got a really catchy chorus, and you want to sing along to it? You know, something like, you down with OPP? Yeah, you know me, you down with OPP? And you know that chorus very well. And as soon as it's about to come back in, you start singing the chorus like you just know it's going to drop right now. And sure enough, it drops right now. How does that happen? How do you know when that chorus is going to come back into effect? Well, it all goes with the structure of the music. And yes, hip hop is not just something that is just randomly thrown together. It follows established musical rules and patterns. And we can recognize those patterns even if we're not counting them or we don't have any musical experience whatsoever. But today, I wanted to share with you some of the knowledge that actually goes into constructing a Hot 16. I know you've heard that term before. Rappers spit 16 bars and that's what they're expected to do. Well, what is a 16? What's 16 bars? What's a bar? And I know when I first started rapping, I had no idea what that was. I would just rap and rap and rap and say whatever I had to say until I made my point, and then I'd do my chorus. And then I'd do my second verse, say whatever I want to say, make my point, and go to the chorus. And it took me a while to figure out that that's not what rap is, and that that's kind of sloppy and unprofessional. And in my early days, I was too arrogant. I was like, yeah, I'm a rapper, what? You know, you can't tell me nothing. And I went to a studio, and I went to a couple studios, and one of the best studios I was in, the producer looked at me like sideways, and he's like, that's your verse? He's like, that's too long. I'm like, what do you mean it's too long? I said what I wanted to say, it's the chorus. He's like, that's not 16 bars. And I almost ignored him. I was like, yeah, just record it, man. That's my song. And I'm glad that I didn't, because 16 bars is something that all rappers should know. So I'm going to break it down for you today and let you know what exactly is a bar, what 16 of them are, and how to put them together. I hope this helps some of the MCs out there, and I hope it also helps show that rap is actually following musical conventions. Now think back. If you had any sort of musical training whatsoever, even just including your elementary school, where you learned how to clap patterns like ta, ta, ti, ti, ta, something like that, you know about beats. And you know that there are often four beats in a bar. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. It's constant and steady. That's four beats in a bar. All right, I'm going to show you it with the drum pattern now, and we'll be able to see where the bass and the snare fall on those counts. All right, check this out. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That was four bars of a break that you might not want to rap to, but I just wanted to give you the gist of what four bars is. And now I want to break it down to show you that the kicks and the snares actually fall on different parts of the beat. Once again, we're dealing with four beats in a bar. So like one, two, three, four. And you've got the kick, the, and you got the snare, the. So we're going to show how those fall on time. Check this out. I know that may have been a little bit quick for you, but the important thing to note was that the one beat, the downbeat, was on the kick drum. So it was like boom, boom. That's where one is. And the snare was their second beat. So it was one, two. It was like, right? So the snare each time was where the two was. So it would go one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Okay, so we're a bit limited in radio here because if I was teaching in front of my class right now, I would have the snares drawn with an X and the non-snare beats drawn with a line, and I'd be able to tap on the board to show you exactly what's happening. Of course, the limits of radio, I can't really show you that, so we just have to count them. But just note that a beat is constant and steady. While your rhythm can change, the beat is the same. The beat is always that count, one, two, three, four. And you can have a fast beat like we just had, or you can have a really slow beat where it's like one, two, three, four. But it's never going to go one, two, three, four, one, two, three. It's never going to go like that. It's always going to be a constant, steady beat. Most rap songs, the snare drum falls on the two and the four. So most rap patterns that you'll notice, it starts with the kick, snare, kick, kick, snare, kick, snare, kick, 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 something like that, right? Those kicks are usually going to be the one and the three, and the snares are going to be the two and the four. So if you can count to four, and you can slap on your knees by going right hand, left hand, you can get a pattern. So slap on your knees with me, go right, left, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. You can count bars. Gets a little bit more complicated when you want to count 16 bars because you got to count to four 16 times. Now, once you start counting one, two, three, four, one, two, how do you know you've got to 16? Here's the easiest way. Every downbeat, start that with the measure that you're counting. All right, so when you're going to count, you count like this. One, two, three, four, two, two, three, four, three, two, three, four, four, two, three, four. And in that way, I just counted four bars. So if you keep counting like that, you'll be able to count 16. What I should do is just randomly flip a CD, put it in the rack here, and count. We can count it together and see if the rapper does indeed spit 16 bars. Pretty much anyone, any song I pick will do it. So let's listen to something. Okay, let's see what we got here. Oh yes, yeah, Shad. All right, love this dude. Just had him on the show recently for an interview. Go check the podcast if you haven't got it. dopefm.mypodcast.com. Check chasemarch.com for the transcript. Anyway, let's just count. I haven't counted his stuff before, so let's see how this goes. This is Compromise by Shad. We're going to count the bars. It's got a bit of an intro to it, so I'm not going to start counting until I start hearing the beat. All right, but follow with me. We should be able to do that.
Yes.
This is just the intro. We're not going to count right here. One, two, three, four, two, three, four, three, four, three, four, three, two, three, four, four, two, three, four, five, two, three, four, six, two, three, four, seven, two, three, four, eight, two, three, four, nine, two, three, four, ten, two, three, the loop holes like with the refund we file form deducted from gross. 12, should that be taken off the net like child porn? My smile's warm, but I ain't that pissed though. I still got cash and I don't lack distro. And if I didn't, I wouldn't chase to go back fistfuls. Oh, cold green, homie, I'm no black mistro. Show me that just don't compromise.
See, it works.
Maybe we should just listen to the rest of it and not count. Although there is counting in the chorus too. Alright, just listen to the track, no more counting.
I'm feeling like the people's champ, see my fans greet a brother with hugs, laughs, and daps. They don't yell like banshees or stampede. Women ain't gotta drink. dress fancy for the man. Please, my listeners, understand me. My fight to go about this right, what the stand means. It's more than some grand schemes to hold up a Grammy. We fighting in a war that we can't see. My brothers and sisters in this struggle, there's no fans, we family. Same root and branch tree. Listen, I'm amped. Keep your hearts warm, minds on fire, and I'm antsy. I know it's so cliche, but I'm angry that some can't eat. Meanwhile, I'm letting a damn feast of pastas and canned meats rot in my pantry. Like, Lord, please, can we speak on this frankly? Like, God, why you letting this happen? Amen. He answers, son, I'm asking you the same thing. Cause you're supposed to be my servants out there working. Like, you're my hands reaching out to those that's hurting. You don't have long on this earth, and I hope you won't compromise. I said, I hope you won't compromise. In this life, yo, we just can't compromise. In this fight, yo, we just can't compromise. Run out of time, yo, we just can't compromise. Our whole lives, yo, we just can't compromise. I said, we just can't compromise. There's too many ways and ways to compromise. This stands wrong, yo, we just can't compromise. It's like that.
Yeah, that was Shad, Compromise, off the old Prince Wicked Wicked album. If you don't have that, go get it. It's pretty awesome. Had a lot of fun with that guy when he was in town last at playing at Call the Office. Wicked show. We had a nice interview. You can check that on the podcast if you want. Now, I know what you're thinking. I think you're probably thinking, you counted that already, or you set that up with Shad. But if you don't believe me, go pick out any song on your iPod right now and count it. Any hip-hop song on your iPod, count it, and I bet you you'll get 16 bars. Except when you don't. All right, what are you saying? What are you saying, Chase? You're saying everything's 16 bars, and now you're saying it's not? No, if we go back to what I said at the start, this music, and a lot of pop music, is based on 4-4 time. That means there's 4 beats in a bar. That's why we count to 4. So, if a rapper wants to rap more than 16 bars, that's totally fine. Sometimes you'll find less than 16 bars, but 16 is the standard, and if you're going to deviate from that, you're going to do it in groups of 4. So, for instance, there are some rappers that will rap, when you count them, for 12 bars. Perfectly acceptable, that's 4 bars less than 16. There are some that will rap for 20. Perfectly acceptable. Once again, that's 4 bars more than 16. Sometimes you'll find them rapping twice 16. So you'll hear a 32-bar rhyme, or you'll hear a 24-bar rhyme. But you will hardly ever hear a 17-bar, an 18-bar, a 19-bar rhyme. It's going to be 16 plus or minus 4, or a couple groups of 4. So, just for fun, take any song in your iPod when you're done listening to this episode and Know Your History and count it. Count any song, count any verse. And you'll notice, not only are they built in groups of 4, where rappers most often rap in 16-bar phrases, you'll notice that the chorus is also very mathematical. We didn't count the chorus in that last song, but maybe we'll count the one in the next song and just see. Because some choruses, once again, are built, well, the standard structure is 16-bar verse, 8-bar chorus. Sometimes there'll be a 12-bar chorus or a 4-bar chorus. But most of the time, the part you're singing along to, you can count that, and it will be in a group of 4 as well. Pretty impressive stuff. And I think a lot of rappers that start, well, I know when I started, I didn't pay any attention to timing. I knew nothing about it. But those that are in the know, and that's us that listen to Know Your History and Dope FM, we know about this art form, we know how it's constructed, and we know how to respect it. And anybody out there that's not part of this, you can look at it now and you can say, whoa, I didn't know that. Rap actually has rules, and it has patterns, and it fits standard musical notation. 4-4 time that we've been dealing with is known as common time. Pretty much every pop song, rock song out there is written in 4-4 time. I mean, you can find a few that are done in 6/8 time. Yeah, but really, the standard of any pop music that you hear on the radio, any of the modern music that we're creating or listening to, is pretty much done in 4/4 time. Pretty amazing, eh? I think maybe we should just play another song, and I want you to count, all right? Because the only way you can learn how to do this is actually by doing it. It sounds a little complicated, and I know it took me a while to figure it out, even though I had musical instruction. In fact, when I'm counting bars, sometimes I'm not slapping my knees. I'm actually doing a conducting pattern in the air, like my high school music teacher used to do. But you don't need to do that. You can actually count just as easily by going 1, 2, 3, 4. And knowing that they're all in groups of four, just start counting. When you count to that second bar, start again. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4. I hope you heard me doing that over the shad beat, because it's really not that hard to do. So let me just randomly pick another song. And the reason at the top of the show I mentioned that OPP from Naughty by Nature is because I just did a blog post. I'm doing this 30-day song challenge, and it's pretty interesting. Hope you go check it out at chasemarch.com. But the challenge is to come up with a song every single day for a category. Today's challenge was a song that reminds you of somewhere, so I picked Naughty by Nature's OPP. This song always reminds me of high school. Such an inappropriate song for us to be listening to. I don't think I even knew what it was about at the time, and I still don't really identify with the message of it, but it's a fun song. Let's listen to it. This is OPP by Naughty by Nature off their self-titled album, and let's try to count the first verse. We'll do it together, and then you can count the rest by yourself if you want. All right, here it is. All right. This one has a lengthy intro. We'll start counting when he starts rapping.
Army with harmony.
All right, you ready?
Day, drop a load on him.
It's coming up. Once he starts rapping. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
But he was gonna be yours anyway. You could be seen
I think that song started the whole tradition of the hip-hop anthem, at least the modern one. Quite a few anthems from that group right there, Naughty by Nature. And I hope you had some practice counting the second and third verses there. But we really need to touch on what happened in that first verse. I said rappers rap in 16 and tretch there. I counted 16 and I kept going. Notice I didn't just stop and say, oh, this song doesn't work, it doesn't fit the pattern, oh man, that sucks. But I kept counting right to 20. So that was four bars more than the 16, still working in groups of four beats like we always do, and it fit the pattern. Naughty by Nature's OPP, fun song, fun song, that's for sure, but it still fits the pattern that we've been talking about. Rappers rap in groups of four. Most notably is 16. That is the standard. If you're going to deviate from that, you're going to be plus or minus four. And he was plus four there and rapped for 20 bars. And the chorus came right back in. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Hope I'm schooling you today a little bit about this. Hopefully you'll be able to count bars. And if you're a new MC out there and you've never counted bars before, go check your songs. Count them. I know when I first started doing it, I had this awesome song, and it's really hard to go and chop your songs up. But Stephen King is a writer, and he says you need to murder your darlings. He says that you shouldn't just fall in love with everything you ever write. There's things that need to go, and you need to be able to see that. So if you rapped and it was a pretty nice song and it was 18 bars, you can probably figure out how to get rid of two somewhere in there. Do a little bit of a rewrite, make it fit 16 bars. If you can't, and it was 18 bars, you can't cut anything, you love everything, put two more bars in there, make it 20. That's what real hip-hop heads do. That's what real MCs do. That's what real lyricists do. So step your game up, count your bars, and get it done. And the other interesting thing about bars is you could rap fast like Tretch. I remember when I first heard him, I was like, whoa, this guy's wicked. How's he rap so fast? You know, but it's not about how many lines you say. It's about the beats. So you got to keep in time with the kick and the snare. The boom, boom, snap, ba boom, boom, snap. All right, that's where you fit. You can fit as much lyrics in there as you want. You could do it, you know, slow. OPP, how can I explain it? I take it frame by frame it. Or you can do OPP, how do I explain it? I take it frame by frame it, right? As much as you want to fit into those bars, it doesn't matter the words. It doesn't matter how many words you put in. It doesn't matter how fast you go, whether you're going to tongue tie your words, whether you're going to double time them, triple time them, whatever you're going to do, you're only counting the beats. So you have a lot of freedom there to do whatever you want if you're an artist, an MC out there. You can slow down parts, you can speed up parts, and just have fun with it. So, hope you've learned a little bit today about what 16 bars are, how they're important to rap music, and how they fit in with hip-hop culture. The other interesting thing I never talked about is where rhymes fall. So, we want our rhymes to be in 16-bar phrases, but the words don't necessarily have to be 16 bars if you're rapping fast. One thing to note that's kind of important is where your rhymes fall. Now, old school rap, the rhymes would always fall on the snares. You know, like, my name is Chase and I'm here to say. You know, your rhymes would always seem to fall on that snare. But nowadays, hip-hop has gotten a lot more complex, and you can rap off the snare, behind the snare, in front of the snare. You can rhyme off the kick if you want. But you should have some kind of timing in there that we can all feel, and that's hip-hop. And if you notice, if you listen and critically break down the music, you'll see that most of the times the rappers do rhyme on the snare just before or just after it. They're not all over the place. There's a pattern to it. Wicked, wicked. All right, we should close out the show with another song. I'm just going to play it this time and let you count along. All right, so what should we play? What should we play? I got some stuff here. I got tons of new music. Let me see. What's new that I'm bumping these days? How about some Just Me? This is off his album Before the Twilight. It's called How I Met Your Mother. Nice track. Thank you.
MJ, come here. Listen to your pops for a minute. I remember back when I was in high school in Cali. We'd get all dipped in our new school clothes, and it'd be like the hottest day of the year. But we didn't care, we'd be like, whatever, so.
If you can't take the heat, then get out the kiln. The ladies say, oh snap, lightning on film. And if you don't get that, then you're young for real. Cause I used to get that from my tongue and grill. I hung and chilled with players, thieves and rhyme sayers. It impressed the women that dressed in nice layers. I rock, not like a polo, not to run solo was the mission. Not realizing for what I'm wishing. Hugging and kissing was all in the plans. My old man said you don't go back to holding hands. And I realize now that's true. But that was way before I even thought about you. And I wasn't really at. I was doing my thing. Had game, got names, wanted fame. And I wasn't really at. Had no fear of God in me. I was looking up to ballers and rappers with envy. I was at. But being alone and living my life without spouse and home. I was at. That's real for a brother. Here go the story how I met your mother. When Tiger Woods was at Stanford getting pampered, women threw they draws at me like the Laker girls tamper. But I wasn't doing they math. Changed path, calculated but debated. Could it stay in the past? It was crazy, wasn't it? Cut up, wasn't cutting it. What up to my cousin when I see him in the streets? Found love hidden, knitting on these super thin sheets. Not the kind that you sleep in, the kind that you weep. It was no small feat like the NBA for me to say no when they ask, please. And I can see now that's grace. I thank God every time I look at your face. Cause back then I was at. Of being stuck with a girl that didn't want the same things out of this world. I was at. Had the fear of God in me. I looked up to no other man with envy. I was at. Of being alone and living my life without spouse and home. I was at. That's real for a brother. Here go the story how I met your mother. She worked at Blockbuster and I felt all flustered for the first couple months. Then I got that number but failed to use it for lack of a movement or transportation, I should say. Anyway, only the lonely relate, cause when she phoned it was great. Even though I never gave her the digits, she looked it up at work and it made me smirk. The date was set in a matter of minutes. Flirtation, conversation in an aha booth. I could tell she motivated because I saw truth. And you could tell it's all part of God's plan to bring the right woman once he's made a man. But I was still that she wouldn't believe. Take me the wrong way and be deceived. I was that I would mess it up and have too much pride to be fast enough. I was for being alone, even though in my heart God made his home. I was that's real for a brother. There go the story how I met your mother.
Why'd you stop the rule? This chick choose me, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Why'd you stop the rule? This chick choose me, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Why'd you stop the rule? This chick choose me, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Why'd you stop the rule? This chick choose me, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Why'd you stop the rule? This chick choose me.
Did you do it? Did you count the bars? You might have noticed he only went 12 on that first verse, but once again, plus or minus 4, totally acceptable. Hope you learned all about 16 bars, how they're put together, and how 16 bars defines rap music in this culture. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Chase March, and you better know your history.